the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place. Wake up late now everybody. Wake up late now everybody. Wake up late now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Can't tag you on it. Try to tag you on it.
I got a Facebook.
Yeah,
good tag. Okay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, special edition. New series called Live from the Green Room. I'm filming it with my iPad. It's amazing. It's a good picture, though.
Beautiful.
And I'm here at the Zanies Comedy Club in downtown Chicago. Beautiful place, great staff.
Yes.
And great room, and first time here, so I'm excited. And headlining for the rest of the week is comedy icon, Chicago comedy icon, Mr. Larry Reeb. Uncle Lair.
Headlining for the rest of my life.
You better be. Where do you go from there?
I've been here since 78. I'll be here till I die.
Yeah? Well, there's a big painting of you downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Like a mural.
Yeah.
You know? You're like if they had their own Mount Rushmore. You're on.
This is it.
You know, I said comedy icon, and you know, because you can't talk about Chicago comedy without talking about Larry Reeb.
Well, you could, I think, but it's nice of you.
Yeah.
How do I look?
Looks good, man.
Look, my cat taught me this.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. My dog taught me something, too, but I can't do it on Facebook.
Yeah, I know. My cat does it, too, if I use tuna.
But, man, but this is Chicago. This is your town. You're from Chicago? Originally, that's...
No, actually, I grew up in Dwight, Illinois, a little town in central Illinois where there's a women's prison and a mental institution.
Wow.
And my parents met. Ta-da! Here I am.
Everything has... So you,
but I've lived here for 40 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Since I started with
comedy. You know what I really like about Chicago?
Mm.
I can walk to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
And not sweat my ass off.
Yeah. It's cool and close.
Yeah, exactly. I love it here, man. It's my first time really being in this club. I got nervous, you know.
Yeah.
Remember I talked to you about it. I tried to get a little heads up on it because as a comic, you start hearing basically that perhaps, I don't know, that the club, like the audience may be a little more politically correct.
Yeah.
Like there's certain material that you may not want to try.
They are, yeah.
Yeah? I haven't felt that way yet.
It's certain nights. It just depends.
I haven't got booed yet. I haven't got...
Yeah, they're younger, so...
That's how we got to look for?
If it's real young one, if I'm here, see, I'll draw some older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But
so.
If it's like some other, it can be real. If it's real young, then because
yeah.
They're raised politically correct.
Right.
Kids are raised in school. They're that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when we were, it's always totally, you know, like there was a kid got arrested for giving another kid a wedgie. They arrested him.
Arrested.
That's, you know.
That's Midwestern arrested.
Yeah. Now, you know, my brother should be doing a life sentence.
Yeah, for
he gave me a wedgie that looked like I was wearing a Fruit of Loom headband. You know, so it's just all different. You're not supposed to say certain words.
It's amazing nowadays, right? Hey, you know, some politicians are now saying that you could act the Boston bomber can vote.
Yeah.
So you think that's part of that? Maybe, like, people just
can
do anything?
I thought you couldn't vote if you're in jail.
Some states now said if you're out and you basically paid the Florida passed that recently. If you're out and you paid your dues, that you
then you can vote now.
Yeah, but now Florida's saying, well, yeah, you can pay your dues, but you got to pay all the charges of your crimes. I didn't know that. I know if you spent 20 years in jail, there was like a price tag That was like doubling every 10
years. Well, I don't know that either.
I don't know if usurious laws are part of the penal system. But at any rate. So, you know.
You always talk about prison overcrowding as like a problem. Yeah. I'm for that.
Yeah.
Like put like 50 of them in one cell.
That's right.
And just make them, you know, and feed them chili and beans and tacos.
Yeah. And burritos. Ice cream.
Yeah.
And ice cream.
And that would be, you know.
Yeah, prison shouldn't be like a fun
shouldn't
place.
Shouldn't be on vacation. Make it harder.
You know, I never.
Overcrowd them.
I'm the kind of guy that I don't feel bad for things that happen to bad people. You know what I mean? Right. Oh, like, if you're a sweetheart of a person and you get hit by a train, that's tragic.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of people getting hit by trains. There was a story here in Chicago. Somebody got hit by a train the other day.
Really?
How the fuck do you get hit by a train? There's tracks, so you know where it's going.
Maybe you're deaf. You'd have to be maybe not don't hear too good.
What?
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid. At any rate. Yeah, I don't know, but I love it here. I've been walking around. I'm Dunkin' Donuts. No big places yet. I'm going to walk on the river. I'm going to take a walk on the river tomorrow.
Like Jesus?
Yeah.
Right on the water? You're just going to walk
I'm
right down the water?
Let me rephrase. I'm going to walk around the water.
Yeah.
Around the lake.
You're going to river walk.
Yeah.
We got a big lake here, too.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
That's a lake.
Is it a lake? What I call
it? A river. There is a river, the Chicago
That's
river.
The one that goes that goes through the city?
Yeah, and they turn it green on St. Patty's Day.
So this is a lake.
Lake Michigan, one of the biggest lakes.
Oh, that's the one?
It's a great lake. It's got waves.
Yeah?
It looks like an ocean.
Yeah, I know. I've seen video of that. It was pretty amazing. Like, you see waves on the lake.
Yeah, you can't see the other side. It's not like...
It's a long way.
It's a long
way. Well, it's a great lake.
It's one of the great lakes.
Which one's this one? Lake Michigan?
Michigan.
Yeah.
But Superior, Ontario, Erie, and Huron. Or Huron.
Yeah, Huron if you're from Islam.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go check the lake out.
All right.
You know, like I said, I worried about being politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard a story about you over in St. Charles, and I got to do that before I was here, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
My first headline gig with Zanies, man.
Yeah, that's a good room, man.
Yeah. And a little different. That's more of a touristy place. So the crowd is pretty typical.
Different, yeah.
But I heard a little story about how you got a little political one night, and you told a Mike Pence joke.
Oh, yeah, and they got offended.
Yeah.
I said he was a weirdo, and the guy got all, he's not weird. Well, I don't know. I think he's weird. He believes in gay conversion camps.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
What was that? Does that mean you take stuff out of your butt?
Yeah, they pull it all out. You come in and they get the pliers out.
Yeah.
And they put all a bunch of gays together, which they must love. That's like a party weekend.
It doesn't seem to be working for him that way.
No. You should put him in with a lot of women.
Yeah.
Well,
he's a weird dude, too, because he won't go anywhere without his wife.
And he won't have a drink without her, and he calls her mother.
Well, you know.
It's another weird mother.
Yeah, it's maybe a little.
What's her sex life? Spank me, mother. I've been a bad boy.
You think a guy like that just breastfed for a long time, like till he was 12?
I'd be like, put asparagus between your legs and make me eat my vegetables, mother. You don't think that's weird? It's weird.
I said
he's weird. He's weird.
That's not something I do
every
day.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah. Well, you listen, everybody. It's when Uncle Larry says you're weird.
Right.
That's the way it goes. Right. So, all right. So, political correctness. You don't worry about that. You're your own person.
Say what I say.
Right.
Whatever.
Now, I'm excited because not excited. Let me rephrase that. I wish I could edit it on my iPad. But you recently lost your wife a year ago.
Right.
And you were married how long?
30 years.
Listen, I haven't seen my wife in a week or two, and I'm ready, starting to go a little nuts. So,
yeah.
But here's the thing that I'm proud of, and I'd like to, because it's all, listen, my pops always said, always be happy.
Right.
No matter what the hell's going on, you got to try to find happiness, because you never know when you're gone.
Right.
Right? And you want to piss off all the people, because when you're an asshole, nobody likes you.
Right.
Right? That was some of his advice. I don't know if I paraphrased it, but I kind of remember it
That's
that
good.
Way. Yeah. But you're back in the saddle again, man.
Yeah.
You're I don't know if I'm going to give away your cover, but... You know, you're back in the saddle,
Well, I'm dating a beautiful, nice, hap girl makes me very happy.
Nice hap girl?
Happy girl.
She is happy. I met her. Beautiful.
She's a nice girl.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you,
But you waited a year. You
waited a whole year.
So there was a lot of reflecting. There's a lot of reflecting.
Get my head right, and then I've known her for a long time, so.
Well, perfect.
And it's going. And then I do jokes about my wife, and you know, dating and all that type. You know, so the worst stuff you still got to get. That's what humor is. A lot of it, bad stuff. You get humor out of it.
Well, now you got any new jokes now about like being without a woman or for a year? You haven't written anything like that?
I've just written stuff about dating and stuff.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't, listen, I've been with my wife a total of over 25 years now.
Yeah.
26 years. So if I was single, I don't know, I would have no game.
Yeah, I say I'm not looking for a cougar, I'm looking for a wounded elephant.
Yeah.
Something easy to, uh-oh.
Oh, that's his wife calling from the dead. How dare you? How dare you have another woman already? It's only been a year and a few months.
It's one of those scam ones you're going
to... Yeah. All the time. Everybody
wanted my social. You ever get the one? It was some.
Like a phishing thing?
Some problem. They wanted my social security.
Yeah. We could
6969, blow me.
That's it.
That's what I say to them.
There you go. Yeah, I don't, you know, I would not have no game, you know?
Yeah.
But you didn't really, Vaughn. You did the stereotypical thing. You're a comic and you're dating somebody who works at a comedy club.
Yeah, I knew her a long time. We were friends. Yeah. So it was, what am I going to
do? So that's always interesting. Like maybe there, did you ever notice maybe before there was a little, you know?
Yeah, well, I knew there was a connection.
Yeah.
We always got along. We talked and
left. But you said, I'm married. I can't, you know.
Yeah, we never, she wouldn't do that and I didn't do that.
You're a dignified gentleman.
We're both dignified people. What are you trying to say? Well, we're both good people.
You know, you should, when you come out on stage, you should come out on over Aerosmith's Back in the Saddle Again. That's a good rocking song.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a good entry song. So what's next, man? You know, like I said, you've been doing comedy how long?
42 years. I thought I would get my pension a couple years ago.
There's a pension?
I guess there isn't.
There's not a joke writer's pension?
I thought
writer's
there was,
thing
and there isn't.
Well.
So this is it.
This is it. Well, you got to save your money. I like your merch, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It was I've never seen anything like it.
Thank you.
I don't know if we want to expose it here on Facebook Live and then a bunch of other comics are going to do it.
I got one with me.
Yeah, I think this is great because I sell T-shirts.
Because when the maid, you're in the hotel.
Yeah.
You put out the do not disturb.
Exactly.
They stole, need towels? I need a maid that can read the sign. That's what I need.
Exactly.
I don't need towels. My suitcase is full.
I need a door that doesn't make any noise.
Yeah. So I came up with a way to keep the maid away. I made up my own sign. It says, I am disturbed. Come on in.
Yeah.
Hey?
That's perfect. And here's the best thing about this.
I sell them.
You know,
for whatever you want to get.
You don't put a price tag on it. You let the buyer determine the value of the card.
And I've made a lot of nickels.
Yeah. Has anybody ever done that? Like change? Give you 50 cents?
No, I tell them at least a couple bucks.
Yeah. At least $2. I mean,
I got $100 in Vegas. A guy gave me $100.
Because that's ingenuity, man. That's funny. Yeah. That, you know what I mean? That's something, you're going to...
Well, it's clever.
Yeah, it's very clever. It's my,
That's what I... When you sell stuff, people go, can I sell something? Make it clever.
Right.
You ever seen these people? They just got, F you, F...
Yeah,
it's like, come up with a joke or something.
Right. That's by the way, I'm gonna redo my. I thought I'm gonna change the way I produce my merch.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, when I tell the dick joke, I'm gonna just break the shirt out then.
Oh.
And then move on in the act.
Like I do.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. Do it right away.
Are you saying I'm copying your methods?
Well, I don't think I invented that. I'm sure other people do that. Right. But that's the way to do it. You do the joke,
and then right there.
Ta-da!
Anybody want to take this joke home?
Yeah.
There you go. Make it simple. But look. First of all, that's not only genius because it's funny and it's fucking great. Because usually people are in hotels, and that is a big thing.
Right.
Because sometimes they don't even have it. I went to one place.
Oh, yeah.
One time I went to one place and said, yes, please send a maid. And then you flip it over and say, can you please have the maid come?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, this is not much of an option.
See, this is another selling point.
Yeah, now you got
to... just turn the ass over and write you out the stirrup.
Yeah.
Also good for Jehovah Witnesses to keep them away.
Put that anywhere. That might work. That's it. Is a good.
Too bad I don't have these for sale on my website, but I don't.
You don't have them on your website?
No, I should. I guess
that'd be a good idea. That's what marketing's all about.
I don't know nothing about that.
Hey, here's my.
I've been here for 40 years.
Here's my marketing agent, DJ Mute.
You come see me to get these.
That's right. If you, by the way, while we're here in Chicago, we're going to be here till Sunday. You're doing the Sunday show?
No, I won't be here Sunday. Are you here Sunday?
I'm here Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here Sunday.
I'll be here Tuesday.
All right. Well, you can catch me opening for Uncle Larry Reeb here at the Chicago, downtown Chicago, Zany's Comedy Club. And 8 o'clock shows. And I think Friday we have two shows.
Three. Saturday.
I haven't done I think maybe a half a dozen times I've done a three-show gig.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
That's all. You know, in the old days, they used to all do them. It was terrible.
Yeah.
They used to do three here on Friday. Friday and Saturday.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's like a real job.
You feel like Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, who needs a job? Like the old days. You ever read about them?
Yeah.
When they did the theaters in New York, they did like 10 shows a day. They were just every, like, 15 minutes, but 10 all day.
It's like a play, man.
Oh, my God.
At any rate. Well,
that's work. I'm not in this to work.
Yeah. I had a mantra when I was in my late 20s. I basically said, the older I get, I want to do less and get paid more to do it.
Exactly. Well, you know that's my motto. I want to do the least amount of time for the most amount of money.
Yeah. Like I love it here. I'm featuring here.
Right.
And there they said, do 20 minutes, not 30. Same pay. You know? I just got to, I'm going to bunch up a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I can't do a lot of time. I can barely get through this. I'm already taking a nap.
That's the best thing about a special part of a podcast. We can go 30 minutes, 40 minutes. I don't even know how long. We've been doing only 15 minutes, Larry.
Wow, it seems like a week.
I know. Well, like I said, we're almost through the outline anyway, so we got to get ready for the show.
Yeah.
But that's genius. You know what I mean? I was gonna say the best part about that merch, you could bring a million of them with you. Look what I'm carrying. Look at the fucking.
Yeah, you got.
I got a coffin.
You got sizes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
I got small to triple X and two different shirts. And I got to walk around. It looks like I'm King, bringing around King Tut.
What, you got porn in there?
Oh, yeah.
The porn?
I got porn on an iPad.
Porn.
Yeah. You may not want to touch my iPad.
I just found that out not that long ago. I didn't know.
No?
That there was free porn on the internet.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Porn's free.
Some kid told me that. Jeez, I'm glad they didn't know I was 13. I would have had to go to the hospital for lack of fluids.
You'd be walking into walls.
Jeez, I wouldn't have done nothing. I'm playing baseball. There's free porn.
How spoiled is that? Like when I was a kid, the only time you got porn was when you find your dad's stash.
You got to climb under the bed and search the drawer. It was work.
Yeah, and then the old days, the old Fit video, you had like film projectors.
Oh, yeah.
One of my buddies, his parents had a film projector.
Yeah, reel-to-reel.
Yeah, so you needed, like, a lookout. You had to have somebody down the street, because you can't just break down a whole, VA system.
My father-in-law still had some of those.
The fucking reels?
Yeah.
You don't have time, you just start looking.
Yeah. You just...
But, yeah, it's amazing, the iPad. Isn't that incredible? You just turn it on.
Porn.
You know, and then you hold it in one hand.
I don't think it's good, but...
No?
That's not good for the kids to get the free porn, is it? In the long run,
they're going to get college free. What do you think about that? What do you think about free college?
Well, that's where they go too far. You see, I'm for all that. Like Bernie's right about the 1% and all that. They control everything.
Yeah.
But then they go too far with the free college and the free, you know.
Yeah, forgive all that debt.
For health care. Everybody should have affordable health.
Yeah, definitely.
But then they go too far with everybody's free.
Don't even get me started when it comes to that. But, you know, listen, you have to pay. Like, can you imagine being that guy who just wrote, he worked three jobs in college, he went there, he took care of everything, his parents left their last 20 grand to him to go, and they writes the check, and all of a sudden they pass a law where some fucking schlep, you can write off $100,000, it's gone.
Yeah.
I said this, by the way, if that does occur, there should be an asterisk next to the graduation, like a diploma. Mm-hmm. The diploma should have an asterisk on it. That basically means not really responsible.
You pay for it.
Yeah. So any diploma that has an asterisk on it gets immediate 20-30% deduction in pay, right? And let that money go to paying women more, right? Pay the women more.
Yeah.
Yeah. The women deserve it. Not these people. It. Not the people that decided, hey, I'm going to be a psychologist. No, wait. I'm going to be a doctor. No, wait. I'm going to be an Uber driver. You know, those people don't need to get free college. You're at that age like me. I turned 52 recently, and you know, I start thinking differently. So I got a bucket list. You got a bucket list?
Oh, not really. I don't know.
No? You doing everything?
I've done pretty much everything.
What does Uncle Larry do when he wakes up in the morning? What's the first thing?
Feed the cat.
You got a cat?
He wakes me up, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, he taught me. I told you.
Oh, that's what he...
Yeah.
That's what he means, eat, feed me? He comes over
and... He sits on my face. Nothing will wake you up quicker than that.
I'd imagine.
You can take alarms or anything. A cat's butt on your face, you'll be up in a second.
Well, a llama sitting on your face may wake you up just as quick. If not quicker, because the matter is going to trample.
Well, that might kill you.
Yeah, you may get trampled on. So that it's not exactly the worst.
Plus, why would you have a pet llama in your bedroom?
Listen.
It's too much free porn. That's what happens.
The imagination
when
just
when you watch too much free porn,
you know,
it doesn't get you off anymore. Then you got to get llamas and mules, and that's the problem.
It's like, you know, I do my...
And then the mule gets free college, and, you know...
And then the mule kills you by sitting on your face.
Yeah.
But guess what? The mule can still vote.
See, we tied this all up.
It all worked together.
In a package.
You know, listen, I do that joke. I was writing stuff, and, you know, I've been threesomes, foursomes. I had a lot of crazy shit go on.
Really?
For a while, yeah. I experienced it.
When you played football?
Yeah, it was about all guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, in the shower, dropped the soap. No, but, you know, I had some, you know, I lived that life. I had a, but I tell young people, man, it's like opening Pandora's box. You know, you experience all that fun, and then when you're in a regular relationship and you had all that in your mind, you know, next thing you know, your wife's going, what's all these mannequins doing in the bedroom? Like, honey, just go with it.
Yeah.
I'm reliving coming home or leave me home alone or whatever. So, so when you wake up, anything worry, Uncle Larry Reeb? What are some of the things you worry about?
Worry?
Yeah, do you worry?
Oh, yeah. Paying the rent and the mortgage.
Yeah.
That's my biggest worry.
Now, let me ask you.
Bills.
You worry about it, but you're a comic.
Yeah.
You're saying
that's why I worry about it. What are you, crazy?
I know, maybe I didn't need to finish my thought there for a second.
See, we don't have, you know, like most people have long term, some kind of, with us, there's no long term. I don't know what I'm going to be doing next January.
Right, right, right.
Who knows what I'm going to be.
Well, how far are you booked out?
I got through December. I got some weeks.
Yeah.
I got open weeks. Anybody out there in the fall?
Yeah, I just booked a couple things today. I was excited.
Yeah.
It's nice. I'm filling things up.
I'm
through October.
It's scary.
Yeah. But you get act. It's not like somebody says, who's Uncle Larry? You're not a comic where, you know, someone says, hey, I want to come work your club, right? I mean.
Yeah, but I'm old. See, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
If you're old, there's ageism. Mm. And a lot of clubs only book young people. There's some clubs won't book people over 50.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm 52.
And then there's some clubs I work for like 20 years in a row,
right.
25 years in a row.
Right.
And then they, you know, they start bringing.
So you get less bookings. Like ones you're regular, but yeah. Well,
yeah.
Shit, well, I better get working.
That's what you have to look forward to.
Thank you, buddy. I'm going to go jump
off.
Make
porn.
I'm going to, I don't know if I'm going to be qualified to do that either. But anyway, this has been a special edition of the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, live from the Green Room here at Zany's Comedy Club in downtown Chicago. And I've been joined here by my special guest and good friend, Mr. Larry Reeb. And, you know, I got so puffy today.
Yeah.
So I got scored with some smoke.
Oh.
And when you called, I was so out of it that I was actually talking about you.
To yourself?
To the person.
Oh.
Who delivered for the stuff and we were talking about you, and then your name came up on my phone. I go, why does that name sound familiar? That's how high I was. I didn't even recognize it. I even showed the person who knows you, and they went, no.
Wow.
So anyway, thanks for joining us here on
this
Facebook
Live.
Is
this when we get naked?
Yeah, guys, we're going to take our clothes off and
bring in the goat.
Yeah.
The
llama. Let's get stay out there. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening, and I'll be back on Monday next week. Along with Jen Hellman in the studio and Jackie Sanchez for a full edition of the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
That's a porno thing, isn't it? The Sanchez?
Sounds it.
The Dirty
Sanchez. Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah.
That's not porno. That's just...
Yeah, but I'm saying.
You like... what's your wish list? What's your, you got a theme?
That was
like?
It. Yeah, that's my bucket list.
Anyway, guys, thanks again for checking us out here. And if you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, you can find us on Podbean, Stitcher, and our archive site is on Podbean. Show is going all the way back to 2013. And follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook where you can catch all these videos when we do film it. And follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and on Twitter. How about you?
UncleLarryReeb.com.
There you go, guys. Thanks for watching. And if you're in Chicago, come do a show this week. Okay?
See ya.
Journey of a thousand lifetimes.